Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 31st of July 2009 at 10:48 a.m. If I could ask you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
My name is Diana Kensington, and I'm 52, and I come from Hampshire.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another?
Oh, I think I was aware of it. I can't remember whether it was via the radio or the newspaper, but one of the two. I've been aware of it through both of those mediums.
And what was it that inspired you to put your name forward to become involved?
Well, I have to admit, it was my husband who initially said that he was definitely going to apply. He was really, really keen and sort of said to me, you know, do you feel like applying and things? And I thought, I really didn't think that I would get picked. So I thought, well, yes, it takes 2 minutes. And I applied. Then the reality came and it was me who was picked. And yes, it took me a little sort of short while to think, shall I go or shan't I? But yeah, here I am.
And what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plane?
Well, I have got a Sudoku. I enjoy doing Sudoku. I do it not every day, but a lot. I wouldn't say I'm brilliant at it at all, by any means, but for ages I thought I was going to go up onto the plinth and just sit, chill out, take a few photos, drink a glass of wine, watch the world go by. And then I also thought to myself that that was really quite dull for anybody who did bother to watch me. And so one day when I was just doing Sudoku, I suddenly thought, ooh, maybe I could do this. And because I do Sudoku in the Times, I phoned them up and said, was there a chance that they would produce a big one for me? And they've come up with one, so it's great.
So what is it about Sudoku that particularly kind of, you know...
I have no idea, because I'm not somebody who does crosswords. I'm not particularly mathematical, but I think I did do the very first ever Sudoku that was in the Times, and I think, I may be wrong, but I think that was the first newspaper to bring them over to Britain. And just by complete coincidence, on the very first day, on the first one, I happened to see it and just sort of have a go and if I could do it. And since then, I just thought, I find it very relaxing. I find it, yes. I'm not brilliant at the ones that they classify as super fiendish, but yeah, ones which they classify as difficult, they're okay, and I just enjoy it.
And how do you describe yourself as a person? How did you describe yourself on the webpage?
I describe myself as blonde, busy, bubbly, I think, which was probably a bit silly, but yeah, I don't know. I suppose I am a busy person. I don't do a huge amount of sitting still. That's me.
Can you tell us what you do with your time?
Well, it's a job. I'm a supply teacher in primary schools. So I trot around a huge variety of schools teaching small children. Not every day. Obviously, we're now in the summer holidays, but in term time, I probably work 3 or 4 days a week. I enjoy it hugely. It's very, very rewarding. But I'm also, I'm married. I have two getting grown-up children, a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old. I live in the country. I enjoy gardening, swimming. One way or another, life is quite busy.
And who would you say you're doing this hour of plinthing for?
Four. Ooh, that's tricky. Well, I should like to say it was altruistic. Actually, I think probably quite. It's for me, really. I just think it's something completely different. I think it's an experience that... I am somebody who likes to try and have a go at new experiences and so on, and I don't think this is a chance that I'd ever get again. So I just thought, well... I'll enjoy it.
And what reaction would you like from the crowds?
What reaction? Oh, probably a bit of amusement. I don't know, really. Yes, preferably not just indifference. So, possibly a little surprise. Sorry, that's not very good.
Can you explain to us how it feels to be part of the One Another project?
Oh, exciting. It's very exciting. I don't know anybody else who's been picked. I don't know that many people amongst my friends who've applied. I've had a huge range of reactions from people. Some envious, some, why on earth would you do that? Would you expose yourself in that way, I suppose? Sorry, what was the question again? You said.
What reaction? What reaction?
No, I've done that.
Tell me about your hopes and fears for the experience.
Well, I just want to enjoy it. I hope I'm not going to be worried by the height. It hasn't bothered me up till now, but it is quite high up. I don't think it's going to bother me unduly, but I'm delighted that we've got what appears to be a lovely day. I just want to chill and relax, really, and enjoy it.
And how is it? What emotions are you experiencing right now before you go up? Or 1 hour before you go up?
Ooh, a little bit of nerves. Excitement too.
And how would you like to remember the experience?
Well, hopefully, very positively. I mean, I hope nothing catastrophic goes on up there. I hope not the first person to go and fall off the plinth or do something completely and utterly daft. I think my children are quite apprehensive that their mother could be a huge embarrassment to them. But then that's slightly what mothers are intended for, I think.
And what things would you say, if we go back to you and your life, what things are most important to you at the moment in your life?
Oh, what are most important? Well, my family and friends. Really, family and friends. Those are probably, yes, the most important things. They should be in most people's lives, really.
Have you got any kind of closing thoughts or comments on being a part of the One Another project and having an hour to be you on the plinth?
Well, I just hope that the experience has been very positive so far. I just hope that it carries on being so, and that I actually enjoy it and just not too terrified when I get up there.
Thank you very much.